You're listening to Living Full Out with Nancy Soleri. As a life coach, Nancy can teach you how to stay strong under pressure and work through challenges you face. Being legally blind, Nancy inspires others to be resilient in overcoming obstacles and live full out. You can ask Nancy for advice in your life on relationships, finance, business, health, and more. Just call in at 800-333-0001. Once again, that's 800-333-0001. Now, here's Nancy.
Hello and welcome to the Living Full Out Show. My name is Nancy Soleri, and today we're talking about being open. Now, you might consider, are you being your most authentic self in your relationships? Are you being vulnerable when necessary? Are you being open with your concerns or fears or even opinions or ethics or things that you have? Or anything that's important to you, you want to get out of your body, you know, out there into the world, even in a place of work, right? You know, people are not mind readers. If you say nothing, they don't know how you're feeling. So it's really important to be open. And our inspirational guest that's going to be coming up in our next segment, Alicia Anderson, is a great example of that, dealing with growing up with, you know, all her life in a wheelchair, but yet it hasn't stopped her. She has claimed so many different rights that she's had to be successful, to love big, to be happy, and her disability is actually one of her greatest gifts, and she's going to share with us why. And I always want to make sure that you know that you can go to livingfullout.com. All of our episodes will be waiting there for you. Just pick the theme that's resonating most with where you are and what you're dealing with, and hopefully that show can give you some good guidance. And also, if you have an Alexa at home or on the go, look for the Living Full Out app, because our 24-hour station will just keep you inspired while you're out and about, maybe camping, taking a walk, who knows. I even pop on there sometimes. We have such great guests, and it's so fun to listen to them. Now, I'm getting word from our producer that we have a listener on the line. We're going to go say hello to them. Hi, welcome to Living Full Out Show.
Hi, my name is Laura, and I have a question for you, Nancy.
Yes, how can I help you?
Dating. Mm-hmm. Well, it involves dating. And I've had some friends go online, and they've had some success with finding dates and actually finding partners. And then there's others that have had bad stories and, you know, things have happened that have not worked out, which makes me a little more skeptical and fearful. But I guess my point is that, you know, I've gotten to a stage of my life. I'm 51 years old and I've never been married. And I have this fear of being rejected and not being accepted for who I am. Mm-hmm. And it keeps me away from putting myself out there. So my question is, what's your advice on like how to get over that fear, I guess?
Well, that is a very realistic fear for so many, because somebody might feel that they're going to get rejected because they're a single parent and they have kids. Somebody might feel that they're going to get rejected because they have a disability and that stands out and it scares somebody. And others might just have financial messes or, you know, maybe other things in their life, maybe family drama that washes over to their relationship. So it is really hard, because if you feel like you have something that doesn't make you the best candidate for a wife, a girlfriend, a boyfriend, you know, whatever that looks like, I can see why one would be nervous. I think sometimes you have to do two things, really. You have to think of the worst case scenario. The worst case scenario is, what if you put yourself out there, you have a string of terrible dates, worse, every site gets worse and worse, right? And yeah, you'd rather be home than out with them. And what if a whole decade goes by, then you're 61 and still hating it and dating is bad? What if at the end of the day, your life is full of love with friends? Love with family, love with animals. Is that terrible?
No.
No. I guess now there might be a
worry about.
You worry about what?
I worry about like, just like society kind of puts pressure on you that, you know, you should be with someone that makes your life kind of full, complete, whatnot. And I am okay being by myself. I do have friends and I do have some family and I, you know, like you said, animals. So I have those things going for me. I guess I just think, am I not being courageous enough by saying, well, even though I have these things, I still would like to see what else is out there?
Well, and now you're bringing me into my next point. So you took us right there. If you don't try, you'll never know. And it's love is not a one size fits all, meaning that it is not about, you know, what you think physically you like. Maybe truly your heart likes something different. And maybe for others, they're going to find people online, but maybe you're going to do it through a church or through a live event or a birthday or just out and about or just a dinner out. There's just no one way to do it. The one thing that you know is Mr. Right going to come knocking on your door?
Probably not.
Probably not. And many of us wish that he would, but he can't find you. So sometimes you have to think about this perfect match. Now, I say perfect, not that he's perfect, but perfect for you. He's out there. But if you're not out there, how are you going to find him? How can he find you? He's got a half a chance of finding you if you got a profile out there somewhere. He's got it. Because a lot of times when people go on these dating sites, they're on numerous sites, right? And he's got a half a chance of meeting you if your heart is open. And when you go out, you're going out with the intention of maybe meeting somebody, right? You're open. You're considering it. Mm-hmm. But it's really hard for him to find you if you're in your home, or hard for him to find you if when you go out, you're not really looking.
Hmm. Yeah.
And what
makes sense.
And what he's going to do tonight is he's going to ponder, where is my Laura? Or where is my perfect? Where is my person? And he can't find you if you're not accessible, both physically out there, but emotionally open. So on one hand, there's the worst case scenario of every string of dates is just a nightmare. You know that you still get to win because you have a full life outside of guys, maybe just some good stories along the way. But the best case scenario is you go for it. And then this guy actually has an access, a lane, a road, a way to find you. Otherwise, he can't.
My fear is also like putting myself out there, finding someone that I end up liking, and then they don't like me back.
And that is also a risk. It is such a risk. But have you ever been in love before?
Yes.
Okay. And what if you never, ever, ever met that person? Would you have lost gaining something about yourself or how love felt?
Well, yes. But he hurt me. And that's why I think I have problems going forward now, that I'm scared I'll get hurt again. And it's obviously the risk we all take, right? You know, that's what comes along with putting yourself out there. I guess I just wonder where my guy is that will accept me for who I am and not criticize me for the things that I've been criticized before, you know, like physical, like my weight and things like that. And then I get nervous and so I hide. And you're right. I'm not creating any kind of pathway for anybody to find me because I'm sort of intentionally, my energy's going inward. And my mom always says you have to have your antenna up for them to find you. So,
well, and I'm also thinking to myself here when it comes to your question is, so this guy that's looking for you, he's being punished for that other guy's mistake.
True. Not fair.
And
huh?
not fair, right? Super not fair. It would be like you being punished when you're as great as you are, or a guy who had a bad shake with a bad ex himself. So I think the main point here is just to stay open and you know, continue to put yourself out there. I would dedicate yourself within this next 30 days. Put yourself online somewhere comfortable, but I know you can do it. Thank you so much for calling in. We're going to wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So much.
Okay. And for everybody listening, it is just like I told her. It's about being open, and that is what we're talking about today, is being open will give you the access to live your life full out. Stay with us. We'll be coming up with Alicia Anderson sharing her story. You don't want to miss it. I'm Nancy Soleri. This is the Living Full Out Show. We'll be right back. It's all about being open as you live full out.
Hi, professional skateboarder Tony Hawk here with Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck to remind you to get moving every day.
Because when you get moving an hour a day,
you'll have the energy to skate through anything.
Nice play on words, Doc.
That's how I roll, Bugs. So whether you like to work the half pipe,
now that's catching air,
kick the soccer ball around, or dance in your room,
just move it your way
for an hour a day.
The way you like to move, as long as you're moving.
Carve out some time every day and get active. Because it's time to do a 180 on what you think exercise is.
Because it can be whatever you want it to be. So be a player.
Be a player.
Get up and play an hour a day, Doc. Check out how to be a player at letsmove.gov.
Head online to get tips on great ways to get moving every day.
At www.letsmove.gov. Let's hear that one more time, Doc. That's www.letsmove.gov. A message from the Ad Council and HHS.
I'm Nancy Soleri, Certified Life and Business Coach. I want to invite you to the Personal Development Bootcamp. During the bootcamp, we're going to be looking at taking those insecurities that you have and getting rid of them. We're also going to look at ways in which you can thrive and live a life full of purpose. Go to livingfullout.com/bootcamp, livingfullout.com/bootcamp to sign up. I believe in you, and here's to you living your life full out.
I'm Sarah, and this is my story.
I'm Ellen, and this is my story.
One night, I was at a bar. I was having fun with my friends. I had one too many drinks. I got behind the wheel to go home.
I got a cab to go home.
All of a sudden, from out of nowhere, a squirrel ran across the road. It happened so quickly, I barely had time to react.
The cabbie barely had time to react.
The cab swerved. I can't believe it. I hit a guy.
I cannot believe it. The cabbie just missed a guy.
I wish I took a cab.
Thank goodness I took a cab.
You have the choice to save a life. Don't drive buzzed. It's a decision you'll never regret. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. We've got more food than we know what to do with in this country, yet 17 million kids in America are struggling with hunger. Makes no sense. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Hey, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America in your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE. On the web at save.org.
I'm Alec Baldwin. Like any parent, I'm concerned about children's health. Many kids don't eat as they should and are at risk for long-term health problems like diabetes and heart disease. But here's good news. Fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and other low-fat vegetarian foods can protect our kids and keep the rest of the family healthy too. For a free booklet, call the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine at 1-877-685-KIDS or visit www.kidsgethealthy.org.
Thank you.
You're listening to Living Full Out with Nancy Solari. With Nancy's expertise, you'll learn how to embrace your potential and strive for success. If you have a question or need further support, send us an email at connect@livingfullout.com. Now, here's Nancy.
Thank you so much for joining us today. I am Nancy Solari, and this is the Living Full Out Show. And today we're talking about being open. It's open in life, in your relationships, in your career. Believe it or not, there's a lot of freedom around being able to step into just really honoring who you are. The things that you think are mistakes and flaws, they're special. They're your standouts. And it's not about keeping up with the Joneses. It's not about checking boxes. It's about living your unique life and path. And our inspirational guest today, Alicia Anderson, is a perfect example of kind of going through the ups and downs of life, but then ultimately being able to really hone in and figure out, crack that code on who she was and what made her special and different. So I'd like to welcome Alicia to the show.
Hello.
Hi, happy to have you. Thank you for joining us. So
thank you so much.
Absolutely. And Alicia, I know that you very uniquely, your path started very young at birth. You were born an identical twin, and that is really exciting. Your twin was fully abled, bodied, and, you know, I guess, quote, normal, whatever normal is. But you were born with a disability. But can you share with us what it's called and what it actually is?
Sure. My disability is called sacralagenesis, and it's under development in my spinal cord at the sacrum, sprinkled with a lot of internal things I had to overcome most of my life. But it basically has left me to live my life from a wheelchair.
Well, and around 3 or 4 years old, you got your first wheelchair, and it was, you know, kind of a standard wheelchair. But then your parents were advocates for you, although ADA was still trying to find its way to, you know, finding services and identifying, you know, help for those with disabilities. Your parents really stood up against what the doctors were saying, that you would be in a hospital, that you're going to need all this help and support. And your mom put you in alignment with wheelchair tennis. Can you share with me about the wheelchair they created for you, but why that sport at such a young age?
Yeah, my parents didn't know that they were having twins, and let alone one that was going to have a disability. And when they were faced with that, the goal was simple, which was for us to have a very inclusive family and lifestyle way before that was kind of a thing that we were aiming for in our society. And during that time, when I was around 4, Brad Parks, who was the creator, is the creator of wheelchair tennis, had started doing tennis clinics and things like that. And she approached him with the ask, you know, can you teach my family how to play tennis so we could be inclusive and play something together? And so through wheelchair tennis, it was the single most important thing that my parents ever did for me as a child, because through play, I became one with my wheelchair. I learned to be competitive. I learned strength and health and all of those things that have really translated throughout my entire life and given me the confidence and the ability, not only from a mobility perspective, but also just from a, emotionally confidence perspective to be able to go after things in life.
Well, and alongside learning how to, you know, use these wheelchairs at such a small age, you had to do many surgeries pretty much from birth on just to kind of get your body functioning the way that it could and should as you grew. What were some of those surgeries that you had in the early years?
Gosh, it was so many. It was everything, bladder reconstruction, kidney, surgeries, which has been ongoing throughout my life, honestly. I've had surgeries on my feet, on my knees, on my legs. I mean, it really has been, continual. But my parents also taught me that was just kind of going to be part of the path, and I needed to embrace those opportunities, face them, overcome them, and understand that those are the pathways, the open door into tomorrow for me. And they're sort of required on this path. And so I've looked at them as sort of almost an empowerment, like, next thing I got to overcome, let's go and do it so I can have that pathway into tomorrow.
You know what I love? I want to be a part of your family. Your family was sounds very supportive. I'm telling you, I want to be part of your family. I want in. You can put hang up the Nancy stocking. But I'm telling you, great family. But one of the things that, you know, you really had to troubleshoot was that confidence piece, because your family could only help you so much when it got to adolescence, when it got to, you know, watching your sister, you know, fully abled, go out there and date and go to dances, and you would stay home. And can you share with me how you got through that? Because that must have been very sad.
Yeah, you know, I would say adolescence was probably the hardest part or time period of my disability and kind of dealing with it. It's really been a process, and time and maturity and sort of rolling through the path has taught me to embrace it. But I think as being a young person with a disability, there's a lot of things that you have to face from a confidence perspective. And you're just kind of required to face it head on, whether you like it or not, and find that path forward into the future that you're dreaming of. And a lot of that is overcoming the self-doubts and the no's of, you know, what our society thinks is possible for disability or not. And as much as it was difficult for me to watch my sister, you know, potentially go to prom and I wouldn't, or, you know, things like that, she was also a strategic tool in me learning and understanding that inclusion of me in life is possible. I just have to be willing to adapt. And as I learned those things through my life path, I found the confidence to date and to go to college and all of those things. So my biggest strategic tool with being one with my disability has been time and you know, just having a real close relationship with it of acceptance.
And just quickly, like 30 seconds or so, in terms of advice that you would give a parent whose child is of that awkward 15, 16 age, where they know they're different, they know that they're being, you know, maybe socially outcasted, what advice would you say to them?
I would say you just have to encourage your children to be bold and to go for it, even when they're a little bit afraid, and encourage them to try a path forward independently, so they can enter, you know, social groups and education, and try to be on as equal as a path as everyone else. So really push them to be strong and independent.
Well, and again, I want to be part of your family. I'm looking for that stocking, right? Because your family did that for you. I mean, other than a few, you know, adjustments for your wheelchair to navigate the home, you still had to figure out how to get those cups on the high shelves. You know, they didn't make it easy on you. So, well, everybody, stay with us. We're going to be coming right back more with Alicia Anderson and her story. So much more to that. And for anybody out there who has a disability, listen in, because she's going to give us some great insights on how you can live full out and be open along the way. I am Nancy Soleri. This is the Living Full Out Show. We'll be right back.
Listening to Living Full Out with Nancy Soleri.
There are many sounds in your day-to-day life. There are sounds that wake you up. Sounds that make you smile. Sounds that energize you. And sounds that help you relax. But there are some sounds that can alert you to danger and can help save lives. Wireless emergency alerts, now on many mobile devices, use a unique sound and vibration to bring you information about severe weather events, amber alerts, or other emergencies in your area. With critical information from local sources you know and trust, you can be in the know, wherever you are. For more information, visit ready.gov/alerts. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
my name is Jeffrey, but people in this town call me Maniac. They call me that because I'm the fastest runner in town. But just because everyone knows who I am doesn't mean I belong. I don't really belong anywhere. You see, I'm an orphan, and I wander the streets just looking for a place that I can truly call home. My name is Maniac McGee, and I'm all alone. Explore new worlds. Read my story in the novel Maniac McGee by Jerry Spinelli. For other great book ideas, visit your local library or log on to literacy.gov. Brought to you by the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
Look for the bare necessities.
The bare necessities of healthy living are easier than you think.
You better believe it.
And the food pyramid shows you the way. With just the right amount of exercise and the necessary grains, vegetables, fruits, milk, and meats and beans.
Just the bare necessities of life.
So eat right, be active, and have fun.
Yeah, man.
For your own path to a healthier you, visit mypyramid.gov.
This is really living.
This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the Ad Council.
Hi, my name is Nancy Soleri, host of the Living Full Out Show. I am excited to let you know that we are now associated with Alexa. If you have Alexa in your house and you didn't know that, go ahead and find Living Full Out because you can hear us anytime you want, and we're there for you to keep you motivated. Go to your app store because we're located there as well. Just look for the Living Full Out radio show. It's important to us that we put out really inspiring programming, but we want to make sure that you have it at your fingertips when you need us most. We never know when those challenges are going to come, when we're going to feel lonely and need that motivation. So just know that when you need us, we're here for you. Check out Alexa, the app stores, or go to livingfullout.com. Here's to you living full out.
What if I could tell you that a full-blown wildfire was going to occur tomorrow right where you live? Tell you exactly which neighborhoods it would engulf and how fast it would do it. The first thing you would do is talk with your loved ones and make a plan today. It's true, I can't tell you a wildfire will strike tomorrow, but shouldn't you make a plan anyway? Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstoprex.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
You're listening to Living Full Out with Nancy Soleri. As a life coach, Nancy can teach you how to stay strong under pressure and work through challenges you face. Being legally blind, Nancy inspires others to be resilient in overcoming obstacles and live full out. You can ask Nancy for advice in your life on relationships, finance, business, health, and more. Just call in at 800-333-0001. Once again, that's 800-333-0001. Now, here's Nancy.
Welcome back. I'm Nancy Soleri, and this is the Living Full Out Show, and we are talking today about being open, and we have brought to you today the powerful and awesome in so many ways, Alicia Anderson, who's sharing with us about growing up her entire life in a wheelchair. However, that has not stopped her from really expressing herself, you know, really standing up for herself, but also not letting life successes go by, but grabbing them and with both hands and saying, I deserve this. So I love it. So Alicia, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
And, you know, you touched earlier on the trickiness of dating, and that's just weird for anybody, disabled, abled, you know, anywhere in between, right? But
yeah,
I'm legally blind as well. And so I've had those awkward moments of an interview and someone putting out their hand and I can't see their hand, so I don't shake it, right? I imagine for you, it was tricky trying to go to interviews, trying to, you know, show them the best of you and have them see you for you, not you in a wheelchair. How did you navigate that?
you know, job interviews have always been difficult, and I've always kind of had to be prepared to kind of talk about how I'm able to perform the job physically before I get to my expertise. And over time, I've shifted that conversation and turning my what is a perceived limitation to many in society and turning the conversation into my greatest asset in that my disability gives me valuable attributes to contribute into the workplace. And I think finding those pieces of each one of us and leveraging that is where you start.
So for all of those who have a physical limitation, like you and I, or if somebody's dealing with like dyslexia or ADHD or any of that, what are some of those attributes that those with disabilities have that make them such great candidates?
Good question. So for me, I happen to be a proficient planner. And the last job I was hired for, my hiring manager recognized that he knew that I had to plan accessibility, Ubers, planes, trains, hotels, and then get to the environment and do my job. And he knew that me being a proficient planner would translate to my work and made me more valuable to him than the other people that were applying. And so finding that thing that we have to overcome and understanding what the pieces that makes us proficient in whatever it is and leveraging that is powerful.
I love that. And again, our audience is listening because that's a great, great insight there and really helps to look at, you know, as a candidate with a disability, it's not like it's a glass, you know, half full. It's, you know, it could be three quarters full. It could be all the way full, right? You may have so many instinctual talents just based upon dealing with, you know, the ins and outs of the everyday with a disability that it does translate well to business. Now, it's interesting because we think that we can just leave our childhood, our adolescence in the past, but oftentimes it does rear its head again later in life. And I know that you found yourself at 30 coming back from an excellent experience in Belgium, but you came back and you lived with your dad and you found yourself again, kind of starting over, starting to date again, starting to kind of reignite in life again here from after being overseas. And so how did you navigate telling men about your disability, that dating part, but now a little bit older, a little bit more mature, more confident?
Yeah, it's always been hard. That's one of the biggest challenges, I think, living with a disability is the intimacy and finding some comfort in that. And my biggest comfort was finding true love. Once you find that true love that's in your life, they really do see beauty in all of it. It's just navigating that piece until you find the right person, to be honest with you. And I was lucky enough to find that and where I feel very comfortable within, you know, being in a relationship and, you know, being a married woman at this point. But I think we need to be courageous in navigating those waters so we can find love. And it's difficult with a disability sometimes for sure.
Well, and what I'd love about your story, because let's hear it for romance. I am a sucker. I love watching Hallmark. I love My Love Songs channel. And your Mr. Right, your husband of today, you met him all the way back at wheelchair tennis. Boy, that's exciting. We all need to go back and look at our 10-year-old men that we passed on, you know? How did that come together?
Yeah, we played tennis when we were little kids, and we've known each other our whole lives. And then we were competing nationally in wheelchair tennis as you know, teenagers and young 20-year-olds. And at that point, we started dating. And over time, we just kind of stayed in each other's lives and ended up getting married. And he's the one that, you know, has seen beauty in every aspect of my disability. And we understand each other through and through because we both sort of rolled this path together. And, you know, it's the scenario of marrying your best friend, being lucky enough to know that person your whole life, and then actually having the great opportunity to marry them. So yeah, it's been a lifelong journey of love, between friendship into love.
So it is possible. Like I said, I'm going to pull out the yearbooks this weekend. I'm going back. Who did I miss? Who did I pass on that I should have not? You know, that's exciting. I'm only halfway kidding, Alicia. We got to have humor in life, right? But now, one of the things that I also find really endearing about your story is I know that your mom passed away when you were seven, and I'm so sorry for that, because, you know, moms and dads are both important in a child growing up and just having those two mentors in our life to guide us. But in some ways, your mom was always with you because of your faith. And a lot of times it was your faith that got you through these awkward moments, dealing with your disability, dealing with the awkwardness of dating, the struggles of an interview. Can you share with us how that piece was so important?
Yeah, I mean, before my mom passed away, the foundation was that this is going to be a hard path and you just need to do the best that you can and try to smile. And she laid down this foundation for me to be strong and hopeful. And then, you know, before she passed away, she said, when you need to talk to me, you just close your eyes and talk to me. And to overcome surgery after surgery and the scariness of all of those things, or the challenges of, you know, accessibility or feeling awkward and being left out, I've always been able to just close my eyes for a second and ask, you know, and know that she's there. And I have never felt alone in the scariest of moments, like rolling into major surgery and things like that. So faith over fear, believing in the possibilities of tomorrow and understanding that, like, if we can get through that with our faith, on the other side of that is hope and beauty and possibility into an amazing tomorrow. And she really was the foundation for me for that.
Oh, I see. I love that. Now, you and I, we're a kind of a similar age. And so we do remember life before social media, life before internet. And I can't imagine growing up today with how much comparison goes on online. But I also wonder for you, because there may be people in our audience who just feel like they're never going to be what others have. They're never going to meet expectations. They're never going to be able to check their boxes. And you actually had a lot of, I'm never going to, but how did you change those into hope, into I will, I can?
I mean, it's the foundation. My parents have been, from a little girl, you can, you should, and you will, but you have to be willing to try. And it takes a long time in life to really believe that. And for me, I just decided that there's certain things that I want to accomplish in this life, and this is my shot. And so I just found a way to be bold and to be confident and to just start chipping away at little dreams. And then you overcome one thing, you're like, ah, I did that. What's next? And for me, those little wins have been a culmination over my life to get me to where I am today. And it's just practicing that, really.
I love that. And one other question I'm curious about, because I think sometimes that people feel uncomfortable when they're with somebody who does have a disability, whether it's a physical one you can see or one inside you can't. And sometimes people put their feet in their mouth, maybe both feet, maybe one foot, right? How do you handle those moments where they might say something that's completely inappropriate?
I embrace them. I mean, through our mistakes, we're learning and we move forward into a better tomorrow. So I embrace all of those moments as opportunities of growth and progression.
And I say this next question because obviously I have a disability, you do as well. What does the word disability mean to you?
It's part of my identity. It's part of who I am. It's not a negative thing for me. It's part of the fabric of my being, and I'm proud of it.
You know what, Alicia, I got to tell you, I'm so proud of you. And I know that you're going to go out there and inspire so many as you're out there speaking to corporations and doing your thing. And I want everybody to look her up online. She's just a huge walking heart on this planet. Lastly, Alicia, what does living full out mean to you now that you're past all that weirdness in life?
It means going for it every day and accomplishing anything and everything that you want and making this life the best you possibly can, period.
Well, from your lips to the speaking gods, the writing gods, for some of us who haven't found our Mr. Right, the dating gods' ears, right? So thank you so much, Alicia, for all your great words of wisdom today. You have many fans here at Living Full Out, and we'll be wishing you all the best.
Thanks, Nancy, so much for having me.
Thank you. And for everybody listening, we want to encourage you to reach out to us at connect@livingfullout.com. I mean, Alicia's had her path. I've had mine with retinitis pigmentosa. Nobody gets out of this life without something. It could be a heartbreak. It could be a divorce. It could be financial challenges, you know, a medical condition, whatever it is, pay it forward. Teach us what you know. Teach us what you've learned. Crack that code and pay it forward. And go ahead and reach out to us at connect@livingfullout.com. Make sure to give us your contact information, what you've gone through, all the circumstances, but also what you learned out of it. And we'd love to perhaps have you on the show as an inspirational guest. Make sure to go to livingfullout.com to hear many, many interviews like Alicia Anderson's. And I'll be right back after this break. I'm Nancy Solari. This is the Living Full Out Show. Stay with us.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
So, Jacqueline.
Yes, Mom?
I wanted to talk to you about something and... Oh, wait. Hold on. I just got a text.
Oh, wait, Mom. I just got a message. So many comments on my comment.
Hey, guys, check out my new video game.
Mom, what?
Huh?
Pew, pew.
What'd you say?
This weekend, unplug. Getting closer to nature can get you closer to your family. To find the forest nearest you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Asking, but I'd rather not send you nude pictures. I'm camera shy. I already said no. It's against my religion. I'm giving my dog a bath. You can have pictures of that. Pressure gives me hives. Under my clothes, I'm a robot. Hold on. Let me ask my mom. Sorry, my webcam is broken. I'm worried they'll get passed around school. Unfortunately, I just had my clothes surgically attached to my body. If they got out, I might never be president. I'm already naked, under my clothes. Not even if you were all three Jonas Brothers. I have a rash. I have nudophobia. I have lizard skin. The more you ask, the less I want to. You're not the boss of me. Nudity makes me vomit. I'm a vampire, so I don't show up in pictures anyways. Your badgering has really killed the mood.
When someone is pressuring you to do something you don't want to, how many ways can you say no before they get the message? Let us know at thatsnotcool.com. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
If you own a gun, you have a full-time responsibility. When you aren't using it, be sure it can't get into the hands of curious children, troubled teenagers, a thief, or anyone else who might misuse it. Your family, friends, and neighbors are all counting on you. Remember, always lock it up. For more information on firearm storage safety, visit ncpc.org. This message brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council, the Bureau of Justice Assistance, and the Ad Council.
This is a test to find out if you know it all when it comes to children. Name one of the leading killers of U.S. children age 1 to 13. What's the best way to protect children in a car crash? At what age and size should a child start using a booster seat?
Don't assume you know it all when it comes to car seats for your child. Go to safercar.gov/the right seat and know for sure. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
I want a warm place on a cold day.
Football stadium.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Well, I finally did it. My student loan is totally paid off.
What? What about our plan to win the lottery and start living? You know, travel the world on matching yachts, wear enough jewelry to require a bodyguard, vacation on the French Riviera, and then buy it.
You know we're never going to win the lottery, right?
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org.
this message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Comes to being open, you want to make sure that you trust those that you're talking to. I know that can be difficult, but sometimes you just have to take that leap of faith. You have to be as clear with your words as you can be. Let your heart, let your core be your guide, and the words will find their way to saying all the right things.
You're listening to Living Full Out with Nancy Soleri. Nancy is here as a guide to show you how to rise above obstacles and savor each moment. If you have a question, call in live at 800-333-0001. That's 800-333-0001. And now, here's Nancy.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today. I am Nancy Soleri, and this is the Living Full Out Show. And today we've been talking about being open. Now, I'm with you, right? Because sometimes it's easier said than done. Some things are just that elephant in the room. They are the monkey on your back. They are the ghosts that follow you from decade to decade of your life, and they can never stay in the past. They just seem to always ramp up as you get older. And I'm here to tell you today that you are the one that can quiet that noise. You are the one that can put the past in the past. It does start, though, with taking your power back. So how do we do that? How do we be open when we can't find the words, when we can't find the confidence? And everybody's going to be at different places in their life. So I'm going to kind of address a couple of different ways, depending on how secure you are or ready you are to tell your story. See, the first thing you might want to consider is hotlines. There are great people on the other end of a phone waiting to help you, waiting to listen. If you've been assaulted, if you've dealt with different layers of abuse or financial stress, or you've lost your spiritual compass and you want to get it back, 800 numbers, there's great hotlines of support groups, both by phone and online, to be there for you. You just want to get yourself talking. That's number one. You might also consider getting a therapist or a coach. And believe it or not, there are free services out there. There are low costs. You know, you might even consider a college student who's looking to get some grad hours or undergrad hours in and turn to them. Where there's a will, there is a way. And you just have to be resourceful in considering your options. But again, you want to get yourself talking. And both of those options, all of them really, are ones that are very safe, anonymous, secure, private. Now, if you have told your story or you have been a little bit more vocal with what's been going on in your life and you just feel like you want to purge it even more, or maybe you want to share what you've learned, maybe consider doing Toastmasters or joining some club that gives you an opportunity to talk. Because when you do that, you're able to kind of vocalize different aspects of your story. Maybe you don't just tell it all in one-hour clump, but you're able to really pinpoint different stories that illustrate your pain and how you move that pain into purpose. The key word is pain into purpose. And again, somebody will hear your speech, will hear you talk about those rough moments, and you will pay it forward by inspiring them. Maybe you might consider having a podcast of your own. Now you can go, you know, full on, full out there and advertise your podcast, or you can just kind of secretly have it at home by yourself and just make recordings. And when you feel comfortable, then you put them on platforms like YouTube or other outlets where people can hear them. But maybe initially it's just within the comfort of your home and you can listen to them back. I know listening to what we say back, a speech or a podcast, can sometimes be a little bit, you know, scary, and sometimes we judge ourselves, but it's a great way to actually be your best friend and applaud yourself and just, you know, cheer yourself on. And most of all, As I've said, we would like to hear from you. Perhaps we could have you on the show as an inspirational guest. See, the thing is we have guests on the show that have big, big, big challenges. Maybe it was a big accident and they learned how to walk again. But we also have guests that have the everyday addiction. They have financial stresses. They are going through a divorce. They've been cheated on. And you know what? It's those everydays that we all relate to. So big or small, we would love to hear from you and be a part of your journey in finding your voice, finding the right words to get those stresses and leave the past in the past and just get everything out. Because remember, if you don't do that, what are you? You're a soda can that you shake up. And what happens when you shake a soda can, right? And you pop that top, it explodes. I don't want you to explode. I want you to live full out, smile on your face, having wins in life. So make sure you go to livingfullout.com if you want to hear today's show again or any of our episodes. They're all right there for you by title and theme. And the entire Living Full Out family thanks you today. We've got Ivy and Rich and Caleb and, you know, me, of course. I'm right there beside you. And we want to make sure that you hear today's show again. Check us out on social media. We're doing the TikTok. We're doing the YouTube. We're on Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, you name it. And most of all, again, reach out to us at connect@livingfullout.com. If you want to be a guest, maybe nominate somebody whose story is inspirational, but just make sure you tell us how to reach out to them. And always remember that I believe in you very much. Living Full Out is going to take a journey of your whole life to get to all those wins and happiness, but I know you can. Just keep going. Live Full Out. See you soon.
Thank you for listening to the Living Full Out Show with Nancy Solari. To learn more about this program, visit livingfullout.com for the latest episodes. Connect with the Living Full Out community by following us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and subscribing to our YouTube channel. If you have an inspirational story you want to share, email us at connect@livingfullout.com. Here's to you, Living Full Out.